T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. We are honoring the big boys today, the guys on the front line, Al, and we have put together our guest list accordingly. A man who played for 8 seasons in the NFL, in the trenches, offensive line. He is a local guy, and he knows football. Our football expert, the great Ross Tucker, is with us. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up, man?
All right, we got a lot of ground to cover today. Ross, I can't believe I'm asking you this because I was yelling and screaming earlier in the game when Nick Sirianni was running Miles Sanders right near his own end zone. Is Sirianni making big strides as a head coach in the NFL right now?
Yes, he clearly is. And honestly, it shouldn't be that surprising, right? I mean, it was his first time as a head coach, first time as a play caller. It's his defensive coordinator's first time. It's the special teams coordinator's first time. It would almost be weird, Angelo, if they hadn't made mistakes, if they didn't need to learn on the job a little bit. I mean, think about when they throw somebody on the radio or any job out there. There's going to be some bumps early. And I think it took him a few weeks to figure out what the strengths of this team are and, quite frankly, how to best use Jalen Hurts.
All right, you do understand we were telling him from the very beginning he needed to run the ball behind that huge and awesome offensive line. That is clear. Now, do you know he ran it 50 times on Sunday? Russ, is that amazing to you?
Well, so a couple of things. Number one, maybe that's the adjustment he made. He finally started listening to us on WIP.
I hope so.
And that's why he's run the ball. Well, you know, I got to say, though, the running numbers are all, in my mind, now, you know, I played a long time ago now at this point, but a little skewed because it just how often Hurts takes off on a passing play. You know, I mean, that's at least 3 to 5 times a game where Hurts will run. But still, 50 carry. I mean, even if you take away 5, 45 carry, everything they're doing is really unheard of. Man, I was on some pretty good offensive lines. You never run for over 200 yards in the NFL. It just doesn't happen. It just, you never do that. If you run for over 150, you feel really, really good. I'd have to go back and see if there were very many, if any, games where the team I was on ran for over 200 yards. You just don't do that.
242 yards against the number one defense against the run in the NFL. Russ, I want to play something for you, and I want you to tell us what this feels like as somebody who's on the offensive line in the best football league in the world, the NFL. So it's the second quarter, and Nick is dialing something up that he sees work, so he keeps pounding it. I'm going to play 5 plays in a row for you, and then you tell me what it feels like from the perspective of an offensive lineman. Listen to this.
First and 10. It is a give inside and up the middle he goes. It is Jordan Howard, and he took it right up the gut for 18 yards. On second down, again it goes to Howard. Again he plunges up the middle. Boy, they can't shut him down. Again it goes to Howard, and again he moves the pile, and he moves up for another first down. And this time, handoff again to Howard. Breaks 2 tackles, 3 tackles, and runs for 14 more. 14 more. Jordan Howard is just knocking the Saints backwards. First and 10, do they come back to Howard again? 5 carries, 41 yards. That's more than 8 per pop. It goes to Howard again, and this time finally they shut him down, but he makes 5 more yards.
He's so strong that he's able to push people and help the big guys to push people around.
What's that like, Russ?
High school?
Really? I mean,
that is the best feeling you can have as an offensive lineman. While you were playing that, Angelo, I was picturing myself looking at the sideline and screaming, run it again! Run it! Do it again! I mean, when you're just knocking them back and getting 10 yards a clip, there's just no better feeling because you know you're dominating, they can't stop it. And the thing that gets you most frustrated as an offensive lineman is when the offensive play caller doesn't just keep doing it. You know, make them show they can stop it. Make them prove that you're not going to keep getting 10 yards every play. I remember that series vividly. That was amazing. That's another thing that you so rarely see in the NFL. And I don't mean, as long as these guys stay healthy, I don't really think there'll be teams, Angelo, that will do a good job of slowing them down a little bit more. But if Sirianni sticks with it, they've got, I mean, Landon Dickerson and Mailata are people movers. Lane Johnson's a freak. And I'm telling you, Angelo, Jason Kelce, he is a weapon in the running game. He can do things with his mobility that other centers can't do. And there, you know, you never say a lineman's a weapon. I'm telling you, man, Kelce is a weapon.
I love this stuff. All right. Now, Hurts is also a weapon as a runner. Does that make it harder for a defense to prepare for the run, knowing that he also can do it, so you got an extra thing to worry about? Is that a component in this situation?
It's a gigantic factor in both the run and the passing game. So in the running game, and you can see it, right? Every time out of the shotgun, when Hurts puts the ball in the running back's belly, the backside defensive end, he's not crashing down on the running back because he doesn't know for sure whether or not Hurts is going to pull it out of Howard's belly and take it around the corner. So he's necessarily, Angelo, going to be late to cover his backside gap. He can't really win. If he comes crashing down the running back, Hurts pulls it, takes it around the edge. If he waits for Hurts, he's late for Howard or Sanders, whoever, and it becomes an arm tackle. And even if he gets it, it's usually about 5 yards. But the thing I noticed that was even more notable, that I think everybody probably noticed, it's how the Saints were rushing Jalen Hurts. They were doing kind of a muddled rush, Angelo, which means they don't want to allow him to have seams. They don't want to allow him to be able to break contain. So they're not really rushing all out. They're not really doing everything possible to try to get pressure because they don't want to create a seam that he can run with. And even behind it, they're playing a lot of zone because they want the linebackers to have. Did you notice, guys, how many times Jalen Hurts had like 7 seconds to throw the ball? It's because the D linemen were taught, we don't want him running. They're literally, Angelo, they're making Hurts prove he can beat them throwing from the pocket. They don't want him to run like he did to them last year. I don't know if teams will continue to play him like that, but that's what the Saints did, and he had forever a lot.
Jonesy, have you ever heard Russ Tucker this excited?
No, he's fired up.
Talking big men in the trenches,
oh jeez,
man right here, you're having the time of your life right now, Russ. You're back playing in the NFL this morning, aren't you?
I mean, Angelo,
he's feeling it. Listen to him.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Angelo, you know, we don't get to score touchdowns. People don't talk about us that much. And let's be honest, you know, when you're in college, not a lot of girls are blow-drying their hair looking to hang out with a 322-pound dude that night, right? So, you know, when we have times to shine or there's a girl like my wife that was staring at me, you got to go all in. You got to enjoy it and soak it up.
All right, I got one negative thing, only because I just blasted him. I want to get your thoughts. Can you name me one thing Jalen Reagor does well? Russ?
Yeah, I think he's pretty good with the ball in his hands in space. I think he's pretty good with the ball in his hands in space. They haven't done a great job of getting him the ball in his hands in space. It's a work in progress.
You mean like Mars?
No, Uranus. Though.
Jupiter.
Space is that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I saw him in space.
You know what? I'd like to see them give him a couple jet sweeps, like where he can just get the ball and run.
Right.
But, Angel, we're staying positive.
Man. I know, you're right. Let me get
back to the big men.
The last thing. Ross, how big an achievement would be in what we thought was a lost season if this Eagles team made the playoffs?
Well, it would be gigantic because it would make all the guys buy in even more than they already have into what Sirianni's doing. It would mean Jalen Hurts is the quarterback next year on the third-year minimum, which is amazing. And it would mean they could use those 3 first-round picks to take a playoff team to a Super Bowl contender.
Wow. Great answer. I got to go back one last thing. Because you said that when you played, you were 300 pounds, Russ? Something like that?
Yeah, I used to go to training camp between 320 and 325 and play like 315.
And your wife, that's when your wife fell in love with you?
Well, I actually met her senior year of college. It was a month before the draft, and I was like 310.
Yeah.
And here's the deal, Angelo. I'll just be honest, okay? When you're 310 pounds, a girl's either into that or they're not. Like, and it's,
oh,
and it's really obvious. It's really, really obvious.
Really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I would go up to girls, and I'm like, hey, how are you? I could tell right away, not happening. No interest whatsoever. I don't know if they were scared. I don't know what the deal was. But then my wife, I'm playing beer pong with my buddy at Bucknell, and my wife just keeps staring at me, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I got one. I got one. I got a live one. I got one that likes the big guys.
Your wife is really going to love this conversation.
Russ, you're awesome. Russ, you're the best, man. Thank you, Russ.
Hey, before I forget.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
Yeah.
I am so appreciative of the opportunity to come on. Your audience, it's a big thing for everybody from Reading, especially you, Angelo. I know you're the one that kind of got it started. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.